My name's Nick Georges. Just giving you an update on the attack that happened to me on, I think it's the 15th of November. I can't remember now, but it was about 2 weeks ago now. And so I was interviewed by the police. I went down to the police station to give a statement and gave my statement, answered all his questions. But they didn't really seem to be very activated about doing anything, I must admit. There was a whole group of people there, two girls who took all the photographs, but they weren't really interested in chasing that up. And apparently they had looked a couple of times for him, but not found him. They know exactly who they're looking for. So came out there feeling a little bit deflated, feeling that there's definitely not a lot of action and effort going into it, and that obviously, the police are so busy and their resources are so stretched with arresting all these terrorists who are sitting in Parliament Square holding a piece of cardboard. So what we've done, we've actually managed to get photographs of the attacker from the video that was taken, and we've created a poster now, which we're going to put out on social media all around the Egham area. Very, actually, quite reasonably good quality photos of this man who attacked me. We're also working on getting articles in the Woking Mail and the Farnham Herald. I think apparently they're trying to do a joint thing about that. My friend Simon and his wife, they were both attacked in Farnham a few days prior to our attack. And we're trying to get publicity for that as well. And they were quite, it was an assault, wasn't a physical assault quite as bad as mine, but an extremely violent, aggressive man ran up to them, swearing and cursing, ripped the phones out of both of their hands, my friend and his wife, 69-year-old pensioner, and hurled their phones to the ground. It was very abusive. And we've got some very good video shots of all that as well. But this is just an example of what is going on at the moment, and I think we've actually logged five other incidents of aggressive assaults and attacks in the last month to us all as we've been protesting.
Well, look, I mean, you could argue, Nick, that these are hate crimes against you as well as violent physical assaults, including GBH. The police have not put out an appeal to the press at all about this story. In fact, they haven't confirmed it to the Farnham newspaper. So they had a headline saying reported attack because the police wouldn't confirm the attack had even taken place. But what advice have you got for campaigners in the light of this? Because it doesn't sound as if the police are really looking too hard for the people who are violently assaulting pro-Palestine demonstrators.
It's very difficult. What on earth do you do when you're faced by a gang of seven thugs who are determined to attack you, who have been so wound up and indoctrinated and propagandized by presumably Tommy Robinson, who's obviously paid and managed completely by Israel. He drives around in a great big Bentley, obviously supplied by Israel, and he does their bidding, and he's got this huge outreach. And he's massively incentivized all his right-wing followers, who are normally only interested in hating immigrants, he's incentivized them all somehow to hate Palestinian protesters. And this is now a very big threat to us all. One of the things we do when we protest now, we tell everybody the minute there's the first sign of any violence or aggression, drop your banners, drop your flags, get your phones out and video instantly. Don't hang about, don't mess about, get your phones out, as many as you as possible. I mean, if these people see 20 people with their phones out videoing them, that is a huge disincentive to them. The other thing, I think you always need one or two people, if you're protesting, you need one or two people on lookout all the time now, watching. Try not to be too spread out, try and keep in relatively tight-knit groups. And especially be aware if you're protesting in isolated places where there aren't a lot of public about, although this doesn't seem to put them off in the least bit. If you want to, you can phone the police beforehand, tell them you're doing a peaceful protest, tell them you're worried about being attacked. Whether or not they'll come and protect you, I really don't know. They're not renowned for protecting Palestine protesters in at all. Very often they end up protecting the right-wing thugs. So it's a bit of a difficult question to work out, that one. Just be aware, be sharp, and have those phones on the ready. Get everyone who's on the protest really primed. And it takes a little while to get your phone out, get the coding, get your phone opened up, get it in the video program. Maybe if people practice that. And don't worry about your banners or your placards or your flags. And just drop them on the ground and get those phones out. But seriously.
Yeah, one thing I would add, Nick, is for the protest groups really to cultivate good relations, get mobile phone numbers of local journalists. So if things do start to happen, it can even be, if something's going to last a little while, that the journalists can come down and actually interview people on the spot. So good relations with your local press, I think, is always cultivate it, human beings. Yeah. Find a human being, find their phone mobile number, talk to them and explain some of the situations. And also, of course, by having that good relationship, they can be pressurising the police to act. But it's very worrying to hear that the police don't really seem to have got their finger out here. And, of course, it is possible that some violent thugs may have contacts in the police that give them the confidence to go and commit assaults because they think that their friends in the police may protect them in some way. But anyway, what's the best way to find, your stuff, social media or your local Palestine group, Nick?
It's West Surrey PSC, basically. So, yes, if you go online and just put in WSPSC, it's West Surrey PSC.
OK, Nick Georges, thanks very much for giving us an update again.
That's brilliant. Thank you too, Tony.